Jim.
TV. Well, so you do right now what we've been doing the last week or two. We've been looking at a guy called Nehemiah. he lived a long, long time ago, and she lived, well, I don't know when he lived, actually. Mr. Stevenson, help me out, when he lived.
Off the top of my head, no.
It was a long, long time ago. And anyway, he was a special person because he was a Jew by birth, nationality, but a king had come in, conquered the country and taken a lot of his people back to this king's, the Persian king, I think, wasn't it? And Nehemiah was serving in this king's palace. And anyway, he had news about his home city, which was called Jerusalem, that was in ruins. And people who lived there were continually under threat of attack from people around who would come in and take their stuff and things like that, their food. And he was really sad about this, and he said, what can I do about this? And God put in his heart that he was to go back there and help rebuild these walls. Now, he's already got there, he's got the king's blessing to help him do this, and he's arrived at Jerusalem. And in chapter 2 of Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah, from verses 10 to 20 is what we're going to read this morning. And one question I want to ask you is, do you have any secrets?
Yeah.
Do you have secrets, Lee? Do you have a secret? You don't have any secrets?
I do.
Oh, you do have secrets, yeah. Well, sometimes secrets can be good, and sometimes secrets can harm us, because sometimes we do need to tell other people things. And sometimes we keep secrets so that we don't hurt other people, we don't upset the plans that we've got. Well, Nehemiah had a secret, and he kept from those people when he arrived at the city. He didn't tell them what his real purpose was, because he knew there were some people living in the area that didn't want him to rebuild this wall. And he thought, well, if I let it out too soon, they're going to cause me lots of problems. So I'll just keep it to myself, and I'll have a look around. And it says this. And perhaps can we have the map up, please, Joe? And this is the city of Jerusalem. And I've got a little map here for you, which you can see a little bit more of. And there we are, there's the city of Jerusalem. We think it's in Nehemiah's time. And Nehemiah was to rebuild some of the wall, not the wall all the way around. But as I go through, maybe you can follow some of the names that I read out and find out where Nehemiah went. Right. I'm going to start reading now. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard about this, they were very upset, angry that anyone would come and look after the interests of the people of Israel. And so I arrived in Jerusalem. After I'd been there 3 days, I got up in the middle of the night. This is a secret. I and a few of the men who were with me, I hadn't told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem. The only animal with us was the one I was riding. And that was apparently a donkey, actually. Not a horse. Under the cover of night, I went past the valley gate. Can you find the valley gate? Yep. Toward the dragon's fountain, to the dung gate. That's an interesting name, isn't it? Dung Goat. Conjures up some interesting thoughts there. Looking over the walls of Jerusalem, which have been broken through and whose gates have been burned up, I then crossed to the Fountain Gate and headed for the King's Pool. That might be Siloam's Pool, or the Pool of Siloam up here, I think that's what it was meant. And headed for the King's Pool, but there wasn't enough room for the donkey I was riding to get through. So I went up the valley in the dark, continuing my inspection of the wall. I came back in through the valley gate. The local officials had no idea where I'd gone or what I was doing. I hadn't breathed a word to the Jews, priests, nobles, local officials, or anyone else who would be working on the job. Then I gave them my report. Face it, we're in a bad way here. Ethel's probably alluded to this morning. We're in a bad way here. Jerusalem is a wreck. Its gates are burned up. Come, let's build the wall of Jerusalem and not live with this disgrace any longer. I told them how God was supporting me and how the king was backing me up. They said, we're with you. Let's get started. They rolled up their sleeves, ready for the good work. When Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite official, and Geshem the Arab heard about it, they laughed at us, mocking. Ha, what do you think you're doing? Do you think you can cross the king? I shot back. The God of heaven will make sure we succeed. We're his servants, and we're going to work rebuilding. You can keep your nose out of it. You get no say in this. Jerusalem's none of your business. So, that was... Nehemiah had to work in secret for a start off, but then he shared the secret once he found out what needed to be done with the other people, and they responded positively, didn't they? So there might be another picture there too, Joe, is there? Oh, there we are. Yep, there's Nehemiah and his donkey inspecting the walls at night with a couple of other of his men. Right. Thank you.